Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, and we're always pleased to welcome this guy to the program. He's Extension Director for the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Brian Cave. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Danny. Great to be with you today.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you're doing well, my friend.
Doing well, I hope you are.
Yes, indeed. It is, we're right here in the middle of summer, Brian, and that's a great time for all of us. For one thing, it makes us think about cookouts a lot. But what I want to do today, if we can, you'll share some of your information with us. Let's talk about how to keep safe while we're enjoying the things that we cook out, those delicious dishes from the grill. So if you will help me out here, can you tell me, first of all, if your product is done by looking at it? When you're cooking on the grill, you just look at that and say, oh, yeah, that's done. Is that possible?
Well, actually, no.
Okay.
All of us, me included, you know, you're out there cooking and it's looking good and smelling good, and all of a sudden it starts looking more like it's done the closer you get.
Mm-hmm.
You get in a hurry to eat and you want to think that it's done, but actually it's really almost impossible to tell if your product's done by looking. You know, if you marinate it, a product, it's going to look different than if it's not, and those kinds of things. So we tell folks, no, you may be good at the grill, you may be a good cook, but it's kind of hard to tell that it's done just by looking at it. Can't judge a book by its cover, so to speak. There.
I have yet to become proficient at the grill, and one of my big questions has always been and continues to be, and I ask it of my wife every time we cook out, whether it be a hamburger or steak or chicken. Now, are all meats done at the same temperature, Brian?
No. And even within meats, different temperatures are required. For instance, steaks or roasts, most folks, 145 degrees mm-hmm. is what most folks would consider done. But actually, if you're cooking a hamburger, it needs to be 160. Same thing goes kind of with chicken. If you're doing chicken breast, around 170. If you're doing a whole chicken, it's around 180. Pork, it's pretty much done around 160 regardless of how it's prepared, and fish is around 145, something along those lines.
Well, I'm gonna need to keep a chart by the grill.
Absolutely. And you know, there are some great resources out there. USDA has a meat and poultry hotline that folks can call, and that's 1-888-MP-HOTLINE.
Mm-hmm.
So folks can always, you know, if you're like me and sometimes you think you know the answer and then you get the thinking about it a little more often, you start thinking, well, is that exactly right? So that's a quick phone call away, and you can get the right information in a hurry that way.
Maybe you know this from personal knowledge. Different ways to, obviously you want the temperature thing, but I never know if it's okay to cut into a piece mm-hmm. of chicken or steak. Is that the right thing to do? Or
What you want to do is you want to check at the thickest part of whatever you're cooking. So
okay.
If you're cooking a chicken breast, for instance, you know, one end's always thicker than the other. You want to check on the end that's thickest.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with a roast or something. If you're cooking on a Boston butt, it's for pork, and you're going to turn it into barbecue, check it not on the bone that's going through that cut of meat, but in the thickest part of the meat itself.
Okay.
So, may look like that one end's getting done quicker than the other, and it may well be, but you don't want to make yourself or any guests that you may have over a little bit sick just because checked in the wrong place.
So,
as far as cutting into the meat,
mm-hmm.
most good meat thermometers, if you pick them up, are going to be sharp enough that once that meat's getting close to done, they're going to slide in and out right very easily. And you need to make sure and wipe those things off in between.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it doesn't matter if they're digital or if they're a dial. Me, I'm an old school person. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the dial. I know where it's supposed to be at,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of works better. But whatever works and suits everyone's fancies is the best thing to do there.
The main thing to know is that make sure that the thickest part of the meat is done. That means the whole thing's done then.
Absolutely. Okay. If you get that part done, everything else is safe and good to go.
Our guest is Brian Kay. Brian's the Extension Director for the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Well, Brian, I know you mentioned earlier about a number we can call to make sure we know about the temperatures and stuff, and I'll ask you to repeat that again at the end of the program. Now, something else that's very important, vitally important, is is how we handle the meats before and after cooking. So how about letting us in on those secrets?
Absolutely, Danny. That is probably the biggest step that folks can do to limit the risk of any kind of foodborne illness. You want to not use the same plate.
Right.
If you're bringing the meat out raw to put on the grill on a plate, you don't want to use that same plate to carry the meat back in.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, one thing that a lot of folks don't realize, if you're cooking, you know, a meat product on the grill and when it's done and you're wanting to take it in, if you can let that product rest for about 2 or 3 to 5 minutes,
It'll
actually become more tender. So give it just a break, you know, to sort of clean up the grill and that kind of thing before you start eating that. That will help the meat to taste better and be much more tender. But really, just making sure you don't use the same plate on raw foods as you do cooked foods is really big in preventing any kind of illness there.
Same plate, same utensils even.
Everything needs to be different.
Our guest is Brian Cave, the Extension Director for Surrey County Cooperative Extension. It's cookout season here in the summertime. We're talking about some of the safety rules about cooking on the grill. Here's another thing that I understand makes a lot of sense. I want you to elaborate on it, Brian. Keep our cold foods cold, our hot foods hot.
Yep. That's the next step in protecting everyone. You know, you don't want to have a party, have folks over, and, you know, that potato salad, you think you better get it on out there on the table while we're finishing up the grilling, and all of a sudden it gets a little bit too warm, folks are eating, and then the next thing you know, everyone's got a tummy ache. So need to keep all those cold foods cold, you know, transport them in a cooler or something that's insulated. Same thing with the hot foods. You know, if you're going to be traveling somewhere and you're taking something hot, baked beans or something like that, keep them hot. You know, the thing is, it's just a good rule of thumb to remember that, and that will limit. We could talk about all the different things that could come out of these things, but just following those rules will help keep everyone safe and make sure everyone has a good time.
Suffice to say, if we don't follow those rules, nothing good's going to come out of it.
Nothing good's going to come out of it, and it's going to be a rough and long evening for those who are affected. And so it's just better to do a little planning up front, making sure that you're doing all the things right. It doesn't take very long to use a meat thermometer. Everyone has coolers that they can transport stuff in, and you know, just need to make sure that while we're enjoying these cookouts, we're making sure to take care of not only ourselves, but those who are our guests.
Well, I'm happy you are our guest today, Brian, because to this point, my expertise on the grill really had extended basically to hot dogs. So
there you go. Those are still good too, man.
I can make those without much of a mess. I'm still struggling with the steaks and chicken, but I appreciate that. I did want to ask you if you can repeat that number you mentioned earlier in the program about where we can get information.
Sure. It's the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline, and it's 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. Or if you're like me and you hate spelling stuff out on the phone, it's 1-888-674-6854. And if folks miss it and want to call our office, we'll be happy to share that with them as well.
Okay. And your number there, Brian?
Our number here is 401-8025.
Terrific. Brian Cave, our guest. He's Extension Director for Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Sir, thank you very much, and I look forward to that hamburger you're going to cook for me.
All right, sounds good, man. Come over anytime. You're welcome anytime.
All right, thank you, Brian. And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.